After the tofurkey and pie and leftovers have been eaten and the football's been watched and you've shopped or not, here are some arts events to be grateful for this holiday weekend and beyond. First up is Marilyn Phillips from Middletown, Connecticut, and Judy Fink from Dummerston. They both want to rave about the 38th annual Putney Craft Tour.
For the past 20 years, I have been going to Putney, Vermont. It is just a wonderful thing to partake. Everything you see is a one-of-a-kind, and I love the demonstrations.
It sure gives me another reason to be thankful. Several of the artists have been participating since the beginning. You'll have an opportunity to meet these 22 talented and gracious artists in their natural habitat, talk to them personally, find out what inspires them, learn from them, and purchase their treasures.
The 38th Annual Putney Craft Tour takes place in Putney this weekend, Friday, November 25th through Sunday, November 27th. And looking towards next weekend, here's artist and writer George Longenecker from Middlesex. He suggests an exhibit called Making Thought Visible, with works by Michael Strauss at the T.W. Wood Gallery in Montpelier.
Artist Michael Strauss, poet Tony Magistrale, explore the process of creation and in painting and poetry. Strauss's paintings will be on display. This event is part of Montpelier's Art Walk.
The opening reception for Making Thought Visible is Friday, December 2nd at 5, and the show opens at 6. Here's Anita Lotto from Cambridge. She suggests Bella Voce's concert, Glorious Sounds of the Season.
Christmas doesn't start for me until I go to the Bella Voce Women's Chorus of Vermont Christmas concert. It's a wonderful, wonderful show with beautiful, talented women, and I encourage everyone who has the opportunity to come join us.
Hear that holiday concert Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th, at the First Baptist Church in Burlington. And finally today, here's Emily Anderson. She's the owner of Bluebird Fairies, and she suggests the jazz concert with Joe Lovano and Vermont musicians Jamie Masefield and Michael Arnowitt.
This show is going to knock people's socks off. It's a rare treat to have Joe Lovano, Grammy Award-winning saxophonist, here in Vermont. He'll be joined by the vocalist, Judy Savano, along with some of Vermont's finest musicians, Tom Cleary on piano, Clyde Statz on bass, and the beloved Gabe Jarrett on drums. If that wasn't enough, the guys opening the show are the amazing Jamie Masefield on his magical mandolin and Michael Arnowitt, whose fingers will dance away on the ivory.
That concert takes place Sunday, December 4th at 3 o'clock at CVU in Hinesburg. If you need more information about these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.